You're listening to Extra Life Radio. And now, Scott Johnson.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Extra Life Radio podcast. This is the daily news show. Just a few headlines. Cooter says, don't see the movie. Also, a professor says that video games do have benefits for children after all. Who knew? And the Xbox 360 gets a hot date. All that and more, starting now. Dukes of Hazzard star blasts the film remake. A former star of television series, the Dukes of Hazzard has criticized a big screen remake of the show for its profanity-laced script. Ben Jones, who plays car mechanic Cooter in the series, said on his website that the makers of the film had decided to, quote-unquote, degrade the original show. Jones, a former Georgia congressman, has urged True Blue fans of the program to ignore the new release. Hey, you may not have known this, but computer games do have benefits after all. Computer games can aid children's health and do not deserve a wholly negative reputation, an expert says. Mark Griffiths, professor of gambling studies. Professor of gambling studies at Nottingham University says that they can be distracting for children undergoing painful surgery and treatment. Writing in the British Medical Journal, he adds that games can also help children with attention deficit disorders gain social skills. But he says violent video games, like violent films, might fuel aggression in some. Some big news coming from Midway. John Romero is officially not working there anymore. Says in his own forums, "Hey guys, I can definitely confirm that I have left Midway. I've gone about 3 weeks and Raluca and I have been traveling around and having fun together, a sort of honeymoon without going to tropical destinations." You can read more about that on his actual forums. This particular reporter got a hold of John Romero via email and asked him if he wouldn't mind being interviewed on the Extra Life radio show. He declined, but said maybe in the future. So keep your eyes open for that. Hey, if you're a big fan of the Worms games, and you know I am, turns out Worms is coming to both the PSP and the DS. Team 17 wriggles its popular franchise into current generation handhelds. Looks like THQ is going to publish. The Worms franchise has been burrowing its way into consoles and PCs for ages. Team 17, located in West Yorkshire, England, has been bringing these guys to game consoles and PCs for a very, very long time. He says, quote, "Both of these new systems represent exciting new handhelds capable of delivering unique experiences, both in single player and using the exciting wireless multiplayer capabilities of both platforms. We're developing incredibly addictive new versions of our classic game for existing fans of the series and newcomers to the world of Worms." Hey, if I can blow crap up, I'm there, dude. So have you been watching or understanding or reading anything about this hot coffee exploit in Grand Theft Auto that everybody's talking about? Well, it's been getting a lot of news, and it kind of took a turn for the worse. Turns out Hillary Clinton is trying to get an investigation into the game. They're trying to get Rockstar to admit to wrongdoing, and they're making this huge deal out of this sex scene that apparently exists in the PC version somewhere deep down in the code for GTA San Andreas, and somebody figured out how to unlock it. Rockstar is saying that they have no idea. They're saying there's no way that it's part of the code, that this is just the work of some hackers, and I think they're full of crap. I think they know darn well they put it in there, and they probably never expected it to be revealed, but the code is there. The minigames are playable with this hack, and we found out earlier today that the PS2 version might also have codes to unlock the sex scene. What the crap. Anyway, now Hillary Clinton's involved. She's involved because she's had some experience with hidden sex scenes in her life. So anyway, keep your eye on that story. We'll keep you up to date as we hear anything here at Extra Life Radio. The Xbox 360 has gotten a launch date. According to Xbox365.com, the Xbox 360 video game and entertainment system places you at the center of the experience. Available this holiday season, always connected, always personalized, and always in high definition. Launch date, November 4th, 2005. That means we're 112 days away, folks. It's Start saving your pennies now. And to round the news up today, it turns out Dance Dance Revolution may be used to treat children suffering from ADHD. In a recent study, it suggests that games with visual and rhythmic stimulation, like Konami's DDR, can help children improve their reading skills by boosting focus and attention, leading some to believe that the game is the perfect treatment for kids with ADHD. DDR and other entertainment titles can also be used to help kids stay in shape, keep them fit, and this is for all the fat kids sitting on couches right now. I'm talking to you. For all the blame that today's society likes to place on video games, faulting them for the obesity epidemic among children in America, acts of violence, and more, it appears that the visual and the rhythmic stimulation presents in some video games, such as Konami's popular dancing game Dance Dance Revolution, may actually help kids with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Yeah, let's see. Sounds like that's good. I mean, I guess I'm all for anything in video games that's helping people. That's going to about do it for today's daily podcast. Thinking about doing this on a daily basis. Quick news updates for you, the podcasting listening audience, who wants to get a daily dose of Extra Life Radio. Hey, if you want to do a promo on the show, send it to me at radio@myextralife.com. Try to keep them to 30 seconds. And if you want to spread the love, go over to podcastalley.com and cast a vote for Extra Life Radio. And hey, while you're at it, go to iTunes 4.9 and subscribe to the podcast that way. It'll help us move up in the ranks. And I enjoy having all my bandwidth eaten up in the first 15 days of the month. Until next time, this is Scott Johnson saying, stay out of the chicken, and we'll see you later.
You've been listening to the Extra Life Podcast. If you'd like to participate, call the Beef Line, 206-350-BEEF, or send us an email, radio@myextralife.com.